This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And do, please, please do be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hope you had a great, great weekend. I did. Maybe I don't want to say I don't care about you, because, like, I do care about you, but I had a good weekend. If you didn't, it's your fault, maybe. Anyway, man, the news going nuts this weekend. We had protests in the streets, people screaming about keeping families together. Right? Hey, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going up there, a lot you can do up there. You can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you were taught, told, that you needed to hate, you needed to push, you needed to fight back against. And you'll find out what a joke that was. And not that it was a joke that you know, shouldn't fight back on things you don't agree with or you think are wrong. But man, the way they call us out, the way they talk about us. If we talked about them a third of the way they talk about us, or refer to them the way they refer to us, they'd be up in arms like crazy, wouldn't they? It'd be all kinds of nutsoid all over us. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Look, I knew I was going to jump into that. But what I loved was all this, you know, you heard people this weekend screaming and yelling, you know, and how nasty it was to separate the kids. What's really funny is the pat answer when you say, hey, you were fine with this when Obama did it. You were fine with it when Billy Bob Clinton did it. You even didn't, I mean, my God, can you imagine? You're distracting. What's going on?
Echo. I think I just got rid of it.
Okay. I thought I fixed it. There's where it needs to be, right there.
I got rid of it.
Anyway. But when you talk about what they're doing and how they're doing, and at these protests, I mean, think about what they're doing there, and but again, they were okay when Obama did it. They were okay when Billy Bob Clinton did it. They were okay when these people did it. But I guess different standards for different people, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us at one of the protests this weekend. There was a young lady, well, I don't know, she was an older lady, and she was very upset that fake news was on site. But see, for them, the fake news isn't CNN. The fake news isn't any of those places that, you know, that we all know have played with videos, they've played with audio. No, for her, fake news was one of the Daily Caller, right? Which has never really been called out as fake news. Take a listen. You'll like it.
Daily Caller! Daily Caller! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
Daughter of an immigrant.
I don't care.
Very original, wasn't she? Shame on you, shame on you. I mean, had to dig deep for those words. And then she's picking on what appears to be, I don't know, she looks Hispanic, but I'm not going to guess, because I don't know.
I got Native American skin, so?
I'm just out here recording.
You work for Daily Caller.
I have the right to work for the other side.
While they round up your Latina brothers and sisters, you take their money.
Unreal. While they line up your brothers and sisters, hey, they ain't my brothers and sisters. Look, I'm of Italian heritage. Just because you're Italian, you ain't my brother or sister. I don't know you. I don't know you anything. And you know what? Even if my Italian brother or sister, you break the law to come here, you've broken the law, guess what? I'll give you a ride to the police station. How's that? That way it won't cost you any gas money. You won't have to worry about anybody beating you up on the way. It's amazing how they are. Law doesn't matter to them. They're not interested in the law. They're not interested. Only the ones that could apply to a guy like me or could be applied to a guy like me or should be applied to a guy like me. Seriously.
You take their money. You are the racist. You work for racists. You know you're full of You know you're full of Right.
Now here's the pat answer on a regular basis. Now you can't see this. I didn't put the video up on purpose. No reason for it. She's got her finger up in the camera. She's giving a finger to the camera and swearing at the camera. That's what you do when you run out of the argument. That's what you do when you no longer have anything intelligent to say. You just start swearing at people. And then she's shaking the tambourine in front of the camera like that's supposed to be distracting. The best one, though.
The signs are incredible.
Have you had your tubes done?
No one.
Tolerance and love. Tolerance and love.
Have you had your tubes done?
Don't you love this? Tolerance, and I've been saying this forever, right? Love Trump's hate. Well, except for those actually putting it out there.
Do not
Planned Parenthood take care of that for you.
Planned Parenthood doesn't tie your tubes, you moroni. They don't want your tubes tied. They make no money if your tubes are tied.
Eyes are perfect.
Let's put your nuts in the trash. How about that? Have you had a vasectomy?
Compassion. Just reading the sign.
I love it. See, when they run out of the argument, all they can do is swear. Kimberly Marin's going to join me on the other side of the break, but this woman at the end of the video, she threatens to lift her shirt up, and I do mean if you've seen her, it's a threat. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I so much appreciate your time when you're on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you have to be part of the conversation. Seriously. If you're not, who else am I going to talk to? Just like me? But anyway, can we keep, if you go back to the last segment, if you have any time, and you're just tuning in now, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, but if you have any time, go back and grab that last segment, because I got to tell you something. It's great. It is exactly how most of my conversations go with people on the left when I hit that point where they have no response. They can no longer do anything. It's like, yeah, okay. They got nothing. You know what I'm saying? And they make me crazy, because when you try to talk with them, when you try to work it out with them, they're not interested. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being involved and engaged. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, either help get my blood pressure up or just help me kick off the day. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So you probably, because I know, like, you wolfed down some food before you come on, but I don't know if you heard that nut job that I had. She was at one of the protests. You know, that protest this weekend to keep the kids together?
Yeah.
Right, with their family?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she man, she was calling out the person from the Daily Caller, and because the person was a she was a Latina, so you know she was betraying her own group, she was betraying her own people. Although I always thought, you know, the human race was all people, so I didn't know it was one over the other. But at the very end, and I didn't get to play it, it wouldn't have had much of a punch to it. But basically, she threatened to show her boobs. If they didn't shut off the camera.
Really? Like,
yeah. Seriously. Is that where we go? So when you swear, and the swearing doesn't get you anywhere, now what? You threaten to show your boobs. Okay, cool. I know the tactic now.
She sounded like a hag, too.
I'm not...
I can say that.
You're not sucking me in like that.
I didn't see the video, so I don't know, but... That's what she sounded like. She sounded like a heinous beast.
Well, I'll put it up in your Facebook thing here, and you can look at it at some point in time. Just make sure you don't have any food or liquid in your mouth. You'll be fine. So,
you know,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
And there was. Did you say there was another some Patriot rally? I think in Washington, and of course the fascists of Antifa came out. It caused all kinds of problems. It was in Portland, I believe.
Right.
And it's like, okay, so you don't have to agree with people, but who are the fascists if you're shutting down other people from practicing their own free speech?
That's what I've been saying. Right. Look up the word fascism. But apparently, what do we do? I did a segment a couple of weeks ago about racism, and I went and looked it up. If you go look up the word racism in the dictionaries now, they say... It's an ever-changing word. It doesn't have the same meaning. It has different meanings in different situations. I always thought racism was the same thing, thinking of yourself more highly than another group, than another race, you know, another race. But apparently it doesn't mean anything.
Don't be silly. Racism is when you disagree with Barack Obama's policy.
Oh.
You've got to be racist if you're white, and you, even if you're black.
Yeah.
And you disagree with his policy, they called you that. So, you know.
That's great. That's just great. All right. So did you track any of the stuff going on this weekend as far as all these protests that were going on? I know you got the one, but, man, they were so excited because they were happening in 55 cities across the country. There were tens of thousands of people that came out. And I must be missing something here. Yes.
John.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see these people coming out for the American illegal immigrant parents who are separated from their children every year for whatever reason. You know, but 2,000 illegal aliens on the border, that's what they care about.
Yeah. And they're not giving you real numbers. We're talking consistent. About thousands of kids. Give me a break.
Not to mention the fact that multiple administrations since Clinton, who passed this law, did the same thing. And in fact, I just read an article over the weekend where the Obama administration actually put kids with human traffickers, and kids were basically put with slavery. And you know, but they were silent. And that was a report that came out in 2016, and I'll send that to you. That was a report that came out in 2016, but nobody complained about it then. Nobody said anything about it then.
No, it gets worse. The irritant about all this is that it just, again, it never stops with these people. I mean, it never, ever stops with them. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a double standard, and they won't even acknowledge the other standard, if you would, right? They won't even acknowledge the other one. That there is a, that when you say to them, okay, so you're okay with this with Bill Clinton, Oh, yeah, but we're talking about Trump. No. If you were offended, if something was wrong today, it was wrong during Bill Clinton's administration, right?
They hate it. Look, if Democrats didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all. We all already know that, right?
Yes, we do.
I mean, you know, there's nothing else you can say about them. It's mind-blowing. They're gearing up for an election, right? Now they're saying, oh, my God, save SCOTUS. Obama nominated Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court just a few months before the midterms in 2010. Oh, but they forgot all about that.
Well, see, here's the thing. That whole you take the high road, right? We take the high road when they take the low road. That whole thing where we don't, you know, we're not going to do wrong just because they do. And here they're saying, first of all, they're way off because they're talking about we need the same thing that McConnell did when President Obama had a chance to nominate somebody. We're going different, total different time. One was a presidential election, right? This is a general election, not the same by any stretch of the imagination. But here's what I think should happen. I think that President Trump should put somebody up really fast, soon, okay?
Yep.
I think that Republicans that have no spine are going to show, they're going to shine brightly. I think you're going to see who they are. And then I think what should happen is they should get voted out, okay? Get somebody in there with a spine that's willing to back him. And last I checked, Roe versus Wade is not the only case that becomes in front of the Supreme Court, right?
Oh, my God, that's all they care about. All they care about is ending the lives of future humans. That's it.
Separating kids from their parents. Anyway,
yeah.
Go for a quick break. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly will be back with me in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastin here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The FBI stops a terrorist attack planned for the 4th of July in Cleveland, Ohio.
We're here today to announce the arrest of Demetrius
Nathaniel Pitts.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Stephen Anthony says the agency receiving tips, Pitts making statements supporting Al-Qaeda. Investigators also finding disturbing posts on social media. On Facebook, he calls on Muslims to start training every day to know how to shoot guns and throw hand grenades.
The FBI received reporting that Pitts was making statements espousing his support for Al-Qaeda.
U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman says Pitts spotted doing surveillance in downtown Cleveland, reportedly looking for locations to park a van loaded with explosives.
This defendant was walking around downtown Cleveland conducting reconnaissance on what he thought was a large-scale attack planned for the 4th of July.
Pitts facing up to 20 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Couple of days before we hit the birth of America, and man, tune in for the 4th of July show. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's a night where I pre-record the show, but it's some of the dumbest people in this country, and I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. When you see, or I'm sorry, you can't see it, but when you hear when people think we want our independence, who we want our independence from, whether it matters or not, should we have borders and no borders, and it's really gonna make you want to do one of two things. You're either gonna want to start your own country somewhere, or you just want to either shoot yourself. One of the two. I don't know which. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kind of get in touch with what's really going on out there. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
I'll figure out the buttons one of these days.
Seriously. Yeah, you will, because I know you just muted yourself.
Yeah, I did. I can't stand hearing myself. I mean, just you should see some of the emails I get. I'm such an idiot, I have to stop talking. Don't you know that? Anyway. So, you know, really, it was an interesting... I could only watch so many of those... what are they protesting, though? See, that's the thing I don't get. I don't get the fact, are they protesting the law? These are the same boneheads that were screaming that they were tired of Trump acting like a dictator, right? Just doing laws the way he wants them, do what he wants to do, and yet, what do they want him to do? They want him to circumvent the law.
But he signed an executive order keeping families together, so I'm kind of confused as to what the problem is.
Well, wait a minute. But the order says that they have, you know, you have to make sure that they're actually with family members. You have to make sure that they're safe. I guess they don't want them safe.
I think the left doesn't want children to be safe. That's what it really is. Because we already know there's lots of human trafficking, and we're finding out horror stories that happened under the Obama administration. I'm sure there's more that have happened previous to that, but they don't, you know, the left doesn't care about kids. My God, they're like the abortion poster children.
But they're not kids. They're blobs of cells. That's all they are, with a heartbeat.
Future children. They promote the killing of future voters.
Well, that's bad for them. That could work out. Well, no, they're already pre-made when they come over the border, right? They're already pre-made. There you go.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're thinking. They completely have. I don't know. I just don't know. I can't even because we're coming up on an election. We're coming up on an election, right? And they think there's going to be this blue wave, but and I know they're spending tons of money, and they're going to continue to spend tons of money because they have tons of money. But what are they really thinking in these, at least at the federal level races, with what they're saying and doing? Like, they still have literally nothing to make voters want to vote for them other than, we hate Trump. That's pretty much it.
Well, and it's not working. See, here's the fun thing about it. You to prove that this that there's delusional, okay, is that we're going to think about what they're telling people. We're going to raise your taxes. We're going to put things back the way they were, which means they're going to bring the GDP back down to an anemic 2% or less, right? Blacks are going to be at an all-time high for unemployment. Hispanics are going to be at an all-time high for unemployment. Yeah, let's go back to that. That would make me extremely happy, wouldn't it?
Have you seen this walk-away campaign?
What is that all about? I don't...
Okay. No, I've been checking it out, and it's basically, it's about people who used to vote Democrats or used to be liberals, and they finally had enough and walked, they're walking away.
Wow. Is it big?
Yeah. It's really pretty interesting. It seems to be growing, and it's people who are talking about this is, and they're giving testimonies, a testimony about it. There was one guy who started, I think I can't remember his name, Brandon. He's gay and lives in New York City of all places. And so he started, I don't know if he's the main one who started it, but he started explaining why he walked away from the Democrat Party.
About him.
So all these other
ahead.
People are doing it too. It's actually pretty interesting if you listen to some of the testimonials people are giving, because everything they say makes complete sense. Yes, I was this before, and I was a liberal for these reasons, but now they've just kind of gone off the deep end.
Yeah, well, Brandon? You were the guy's name is Brandon.
And yes,
he was the one. He said, "Look, I sat down and just started writing down all the things where they walked away from me,
right.
Where they went in a different direction." And he said, "I knew I couldn't stay with them anymore." I thought that was great. That's what people should do.
And that's what people are doing. There's a whole campaign of it. You know, it's not just a Twitter hashtag. People are putting themselves out there with video testimonials of why they're walking away or why they already walked away.
Wow.
From the Democrat Party. It's pretty interesting.
Wow. Now that doesn't necessarily mean they're running, just for clarity. We're not excited because they're running to Republicans. You're probably
Nobody said they're running. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I didn't say they were going to Republicans. Most probably just become independents. But
probably.
The thing is, somebody's blowing off fireworks. I don't know if you can hear that. Gotta love New Hampshire. The thing is, they are leaving the party. And, yeah, I know people on the right do it as well, but this is big because they're not just leaving, quietly leaving like a lot of people do, because, you know, the left will just attack them. They are coming out and giving the reasons why and publicly saying it.
Good for them. I mean, they should. Yeah. Look at, if I left the Republican Party, I would say the same thing. You know, I would say why I was doing it and what caused me to go in a different direction. But, I mean, seriously, when you talk to some of these other people that have left, they'll say, look, I'm still a registered Democrat, but you know what? I'm done with them. I don't even know what they stand for anymore, which is really kind of cool because they're starting to look at what's being said and what's being done. Look, when Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Sheila Jackson Lee, should I keep going on? When this is the head, Chuck Schumer, you know, when this is the head of your party, this is the best your team can do? Are we serious here?
Right. Maxine Waters needs to be put in an insane asylum alongside Nancy Pelosi. These people are out of their mind crazy. Oh, I was going to say bat poo crazy. But I almost said the other word.
Yeah, don't.
No, I won't. All the years I've done radio, I've never said bad words on the radio, believe it or not.
Well, when you, I believe, yes, I believe, when you read through some of the comments that are being made, okay, on that, there's a site called legalinsurrection.com, and yeah. You look at the Me Too and the Walk Away or whatever it's called, I'm sorry, not the Me Too, but there's a common thread in all the tweets, there's a common thread in the comments, and a common, and this does not happen on the right, I mean, whether you guys want to believe this or not, the numbers are so low you don't even see it, but it doesn't happen on the right. These guys are being called in from within their own party. They're being called racist, Nazis, and fascists for simply disagreeing with another person on the left. Now think about that.
Oh, they're eating. They've been eating their own for a while now because there's only so many. There's only so many groups that you can victim. You know, create a victimhood for, right? And so, eventually, those groups just start victimizing each other, and that's what's happening. I mean, you have hardcore left-wing radical feminists, right? And then you have the LGBT movement with the transgender bill, and I mean, that's eating their own, right?
Yep.
Eventually, they will all eat their own because you can't have all these specific little identified classes of victims and not expect one of them to get mad at the other one or say, wait, I'm more of a victim than you. I take precedence over. It's ridiculous. That's the big mistake they're going to make that they've been making. And, yeah, it'll create chaos in this country, but eventually they're just going to eat their own. That's exactly, it's already happening, and that's what's going to continue to happen because you can't do that and expect everyone to put up with it.
No, you know? You can't be tearing down your own people and expecting them to still work for you, expect them to really do for you. And again, you go to, there's one woman here who says that she was a rape victim and she was attacked by feminists because she didn't agree with their rape victim, not the rape victim, rape culture mentality or their narrative. And after she told them that, they told her that she didn't care and that she was part of the rape culture. And blah, 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 blah. We're going to go for a quick break. I'll be back in a minute. And you will, too. I'm not letting you go away. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly will join us. Still be with us after the break. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website, and I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Again, you know, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Give me some, you know, who do you want on the air, what kind of topics you want to discuss, but give me specifics. Don't say, you know, talk about trade or talk about terror. No, no, tell me what you want to know, and I'll see if I can get somebody on. Maybe we can get Kimberly on to always to discuss these things with me. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I don't know who gets whose blood pressure up higher, me or you. Seriously.
It probably me, because I'm supposed to, I can't go to sleep right after the show usually.
Oh, God. But, hey, so, you know, when it comes to and New Hampshire, man, you don't have Republicans in New Hampshire. Well, you have people that are registered as Republicans, but you don't have real Republicans in New Hampshire, do you?
Yes, I mean, we do. No. We
what,
do.
Three? Five? Seven?
There's just not enough of them. No, we do. But, again, there's just not enough of them. Our governor certainly isn't one. One of our executive counselors isn't one, which we're the only place that has executive counsel in the country, I believe. They vote on contracts and stuff, and the governor doesn't. So the governor doesn't have as much power. But, yeah, we're like North Massachusetts.
Oof. Good for you.
You should see the Democrats running. They're insane.
Oh, God. Hey, so, you know, one of the arguments I get with people around here all the time is about the science. And whether it's science about abortion or it's science about climate change, you know, we had a guy on last week who gave actual real, actual real facts about climate change, where we were in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and so forth. And it's just amazing. Nobody wants to believe those kind of things. They want to believe what's been told to them since, what was it, the first one was in the 70s, the Earth? Yes. Earth Day was in the 70s, right? Not one. And it's too bad because one of them was like, you know, New York would be under 30 feet of water. But anyway.
Earth Day, the guy who started that murdered his girlfriend. Brilliant.
Well, because climate change caused him to do it. Don't you know that?
I mean, seriously. Well, he did compost her, so. It's been going on like this for years, and unfortunately they are now indoctrinating kids in schools with this, in public education, and of course, God forbid, not in the universities, right? So people believe it because that's what they're being told and taught, and you're not supposed to question necessarily the people who are teaching you things because they're supposed to be teaching you and educating you with the facts. And unfortunately, that's not what we have in this country. So you have a whole couple generations of kids who believe this crap about man-made global warming, and they're going to keep believing it because they're keep being fed it by the media, by college professors, by anyone else who was in the same generations of them being indoctrinated with it in public school.
Well, the problem is one of the woke, and I shouldn't say this in the negative way it's going to sound, but one of the most trusted people in a community is a teacher, a high school teacher or elementary school teacher. But the high school teacher usually always comes out on top. So when you have a teacher that's telling your kids stuff and mom and dad is telling them something totally different, it's problematic for them, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, who are you supposed to believe? Who are you going to argue with,
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you either trust your parents or you trust your teacher to put you in a really bad place. And I believe they know it. I believe they know exactly what they're doing that it puts the kid in a bad place. You know?
Of course it does. And of course, your parents are always tell you, you know, respect your teacher. That's an adult. Their authority.
Do what your teacher says.
Right. So what are you supposed, you know, when your teacher's teaching your kid lies and things that aren't true because they're pushing an agenda, what are you supposed to do? Well, I would take my kid out of school, that's for sure, but not everybody has that opportunity to do that. So what do you do?
This is what I tell people all the time. You got to pay attention to what's going on in school. You have to pay attention to what your kids are learning. Look through their book pack. Talk to them, a book bag, whatever the heck they carry.
I do that for my niece and nephew. Yeah. When I go visit my niece and nephew in Connecticut, that's the first thing I do. Let me see your homework. What are you studying? What are you doing? Yeah. I want to see it. Just so I can cause trouble for my sister. Well, but
yeah, and the big part of that, too, is to turn around and say to them, look, what are you learning? Again, they're teaching, when it comes to sex ed, and it is sex ed now. It's no longer reproductive health. It's now sex ed. They're teaching that down at the fifth and sixth grade level. And I sent a group of moms a copy of one of the pages from one of the books that they're teaching, or an acceptable book, in California elementary school. And it actually shows the mom and dad in sexual positions in bed. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No. I'd send it to you, but you'd pass out. I had a hard time looking at it.
What grade is this for?
What?
What grade?
Fifth and sixth.
Wow.
Well, right. So anyway, they even blurted it out when they put it up on the screen. But they talk about, you know, sometimes mommy and daddy's hug and kiss, and sometimes that causes them to get a little excited, and they go on and on. I'm thinking, what is this, Introduction to Porn 101? Do they really need to know all this stuff?
Is Planned Parenthood the one doing it, or is it the LGBT community?
There's no question that Planned Parenthood is funding a lot of this stuff. And when I say no question, because they will openly admit to, you know, funding or helping to support or helping to promote some of these things. So it's not, they don't even hide it anymore because we don't do anything to them, do we?
No, and the problem is they are pushing this transgender ideology crap. Sorry, that's my word of the day, apparently, onto young kids. So kids who might be a little bit confused or whatever, going through normal growing pains in those tween kind of years, are basically being told, you're just transgender. You really want to be a boy or you really want to be a girl. Just go for it. That's what the kids are being taught in school.
Well, that's the thing behind that is, and what do you do with science? We've taught them all these years, or for years and years and years, that, you know, science is real. Science there's no God because it's science, right? I mean, science proves that there's no God. However, science can't seem to talk to women's rights, transgenderism, abortion, any of that stuff. You cannot use science for any of that. It's staggering. It's mentally staggering when you hear these things, right?
Yeah, I just tweeted at a person running to be my representative at the federal level, and he's talking about science and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, except you don't believe in science when it comes to climate change, abortion, or transgenders. Science doesn't matter in any of those three things, actual science, but they believe in science.
No.
They're the ones who say people who don't believe in climate change are science deniers, yet they deny the science that says their version of man-made climate change, global warming, whatever, is bogus.
No, look it. If they were consistent, they'd have a fight, but they're not consistent. And again, you can't make fun of me being a Christian that I don't believe in science, yet you've proven over and over again you believe in science less than I do. And
no, they're consistently liars. Come on, they're consistent when it comes to lies.
Well, I don't even know where to go. This is one of those conversations you and I have on a regular basis. I never know where to go with it because there's never any honesty behind it. Like you say, you know, a transgenderism, you're an Xer or a Yer. It doesn't matter what you take or what you think you are. You're an Xer or a Yer. Now, that doesn't mean that I want something bad to happen to you or I hate you or any of that stuff there. But to say you are what you feel you are, you're lying to the person that's living that life. You know, it's always amazing to me. Again, you're going to get me all off and going all over again. Don't do it. How do people find you?
I'm on Twitter at ConservativeIND, New Hampshire PoliticalBuzz.org, and GraniteGrok.com.
Granite Grok. Now, people don't know what Granite Grok. That's all right. Good for them. Anyhow, it's always good to have you. No, I mean, you know, the Granite State, a lot of people don't even know what that means. They have no clues to what that means.
We have
whatsoever.
Lots of granite in New Hampshire, kids.
Yes. Granite. You know, without giving away too much, I used to swim in the quarries all the time. And I thought it was great till a friend of mine got hurt really bad when he dove into a car. Yeah, that's where they used to hide the cars, people. Some of you in the East Coast know that. You know, that's if you want to
I would
your
never
car,
swim in a quarry. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Nope.
You
no
never
quarries
swim in one?
No.
Oh, heck.
Nope. I watch too many movies.
Oh,
I'm not one. I've never swim
oh,
in one.
One of those. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nope. Well. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You know, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot you can get involved with. You buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Get a coffee mug, the TRS. I'm telling you, the coffee actually tastes better in the TRS mug. Now, coming up in the second hour, Dr. Eleanor George is going to join me at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to talk about some of the things going on that we kind of have, I won't say forgotten about Obamacare, but we've put it aside. We kind of don't think about it anymore. We don't talk about it anymore. But there's a lot of medical changes, a lot of changes coming up in your health care, and you want to know about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. Lots more coming up at the top of the hour.